Das ist Musik, ne?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2024.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2024 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
End of file. Hoch.
Feedback. So. Warte mal, ich nehme mal die erstmal raus. Das ist ja nur für Herrn Schneider, der möchte gerne, dass die Leute, die vor uns sitzen, das mithören. Deswegen haben wir öfters Feedbacks. Ah, da schraubt schon jemand. Also hier ist Pi-Radio, hier ist Radio Woltersdorf, hier ist die Superbooth, hier ist die Brühlheide, hier ist der Pionierpalast der Herzen. Es gibt auch schon Bier, sehe ich gerade. Und Karl Marxstadt ist da. Hörst
Hallo.
Du dich?
Ja, ich höre dich. Super.
Und du hast einen neuen Gast mitgebracht mit lustiger Hardware.
Ja, das ist lustig. Du bist der Microrack. Aber wie heißt du eigentlich? What's your name?
My name is Leo. I'm the CEO of the company Microrack.org. So yeah, and we are debuting here today for the first time showing publicly our devices.
You have a little bit of a smile in your eye when you say CEO, because the synthesizer in front of you is about the size of a pack of cigarettes, I would say.
Yeah, maybe two packs at most.
The biggest thing about it is the patch cables, I would say. This is one of those very miniature breadboard synthesizers.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the base for our platform is the breadboard, because it's standardized its size and it also have extensibility opportunities, so you can grow it to the top or to the left, to the right, so you can build a whole wall of it. Also, of course, the patch wires, yeah, you said they are special. Then they are special in the other way, so you can connect modules on the breadboard with them, and usually you use PCB wires, which are really brittle and, you know, stiff, they break a lot, and you will be using a premium silicone wire, so it's really comfortable and you can wire and manage it much easier than the usual ones. But yeah, this is so small, you can fit it in your pocket, I think. So in a small device, modular device, you can put it like in a bag. Like modular synth in your bag.
This was one of the funny moments earlier when you said you forgot the filter, and it was like the feeling of when you make your own cigarettes kind of thing and you forgot your filter, because the way it's arranged on the breadboard, it's literally like, I would say, like 2 centimeters wide modules with small potentiometers and colors and very small patch cables, maybe like maximum.
It's a 10 centimeters.
10 centimeters, and it's like a little bit looks like a prototyping solution, but you have already built 1, 2, 3.
It's five modules here, yeah, and I have one extra sequencer module. But yeah, basically it's really small, not just because of the breadboard, but it's small because actually you don't need a lot to run the filter. Basically, it's a few SMD components there and some here and there, like maybe 100, okay. But anyway, it all fits in the small modules for sure.
But these come pre-built.
Yeah, all modules come pre-built. You said it's good for prototyping, but this is not just some prototype toy. We had 6 versions already, and we're hoping to launch in June on a Kickstarter, so basically it's pre-release version already, the one that you can see. And yeah, we use the same knobs actually the most synthesizers use, so the potentiometers are pretty good.
And can we hear some sounds, perhaps?
Let's try.
Oh, yes. That is what's, oh.
Yeah, I think I patched something already. This is frequency modulation now with 1, 2 VCOs. Low frequency oscillators for the modulations. So basically one VCO contains 2 units. You can switch between LFO and VCO mode really easily just with one button. Yeah, and also we have frequency modulation, pitch modulation on the visuals, everything, filters, delays. We have like 20 modules already developed and produced, but maybe 10 are still in the works, like track and hold, sample and hold, this kind of thing, clock dividers and stuff. So yeah, but basically it's working not like a toy and sounding not like a toy, but like a serious modular setup sometimes, and you can get pretty deep and power sounds from it, right from your pocket. This is the crazy part. It's so small.
Wow. It reminds me a little bit, you probably remember this Korg series, NTS, this very small, like the micro delay, what was it called, the filter delay thing?
Yeah, it's NTS1, kind of. NTS2. Yeah. We also had oscillograph, oscilloscope on our hands. This it looks kind of similar in design. I mean, it's bare bones PCBs without
the
any
idea
case.
Behind the form factor is preferable if you have don't have enough space in your setup and you want to you take it to the park or play with, you know, it's like a small experimental toy kit.
Yeah. And then while it looks like a toy, it still gives you a great sound. I mean, but it's really compact and mobile. We have also not just a breadboard setup for usual breadboard, but we also have our own designed rack, which is a platform compatible with the breadboard sizes where you can just put all your modules in. And basically the one feature we came to when I was designing this rack, I just realized that if you stack two modules together, one on top of the other, it's just 2 millimeters less than EuroRack module. So this is EuroRack module. Actually.
This is EuroRack compatible.
Yeah, it's compatible
it
with
looks
EuroRack.
Kind of illegal and forbidden, but also at the same time very sweet and desirable.
Pirating EuroRack.
No, I mean open connections like this. The danger. It's very power electricity.
Yeah.
It's not suitable for children. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Smoke can come if you do the wrong thing. Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, this is the thing we tested a lot. And actually, we were not even, how to say, we were just, we just received our prototypes and rapidly I started to put everything everywhere. We even dipped it into the water one time. And after we took it out, it still worked. And even it was giving the noises inside under the water. So if you touch something, actually some connectors, they are really, they're metal.
Are you saying I can play this underwater and the warranty is still valid?
No, I don't think so. But yeah, it will give you sound for a time, for some time. And after also a little bit, but
this new terminology, analog bubble bath.
But you can touch any component, any control of it. And even if you touch some inputs, like CV inputs, like pitch, FM or something, with your fingers, because of the body resistance, you actually can change the sound. So basically you can play with your fingers on these connectors also, not just because it may be like a mistake, but as a performance, you know, a thing, like a character for an instrument, you can change a little bit of voice, so it will be...
Like we hear now.
Yeah, I'm just pushing my finger.
Some finger tapping, yeah, wow. You have with you another module there that isn't patched.
Yeah.
And how does this unpatching work now? You just unplug
it. It works just live. I can just plug and unplug everything live. I can just put everything in. I can take everything.
And then what happens? All the modules are normaled. This is only the power connections, or are the modules normaled also in any way?
They use all the same power, plus 12, minus 12 as the EuroRack. They give output signal also minus 5, plus 5. So it's compatible with all the systems.
Okay.
It has, for the breadboards, we have a separate power module which works like separately from the breadboard even. So you put the power lines here, you put the output jack, and that's it. You can create your modular setup this way. So basically, I'm just making here a sequencer with VCO and the clock signal for now. That's it. I'm done. And I'm going to do some output. I think you can hear this.
Yes.
And I'm giving a clock to the sequencer. I will now connect the control voltage to the oscillator. So we could, I think, this one. So this is the sequencer playing already. And And it's also not just a sequencer. If you remove the clock, it's just the keyboard, basically. Oops. Yeah, just reattached it. Okay, yeah, you can play it with like a keyboard, actually. But, sound output. Yeah, like a keyboard. We have a small switches. It's called the ending switch, basically, that uses in industrial manufacturing to control things which are pushing somewhere. So you just press it and you can play. We have a three-step sequencer, so it's a three notes. And you can configure each note for any frequency you like. And basically it's like a kalimba. It's a feeling of rods, the metal rods. It gives you this springy feeling and it has satisfying click like a mechanical keyboard. But yeah, also you can play not just three notes, but if you are coupling them together and pressing two, it plays fourth note. If you're placing three, it plays another one. So it sums up the voltages and you can play actually eight notes from the three buttons actually, yeah.
Precision adder, so to speak, like you add the voltages.
Yeah, the voltages are fine. Every module has protection from wrong connection. If you turn it upside down, it works. If you turn it or not turn it at all. So if you put the wire somewhere it doesn't belong. But actually, this synthesizer and modules, they are so forgiving that if you do mistakes, actually it gives you the reward. Yeah. Because when you're mistakenly connecting something somewhere it shouldn't be, it may change sound a little bit the way you may like even more. So we can connect like output to output and figure what will happen, or we can connect clock to the clock itself and some strange artifacts may come up. So it's not just a noisy machine, but you can find these noises and interesting results just by fiddling with it, just by making mistakes actually. So yeah.
Awesome. How did you end up making this? What was your starting point?
The starting point is obvious. I wanted a Eurorack setup, but it was not available. It was so expensive to build something useful, and the thing that I liked a lot, like drony, big wall of wires and everything. So it was easier actually to create my own project with my friend, to create our small modules. And the idea behind it was to make modular synthesizers available, not just for kids or like adults, but in general available by money, for cheap.
Do you have a background in electrical engineering or anything like that from school?
I'm a CEO of the company. I have a partner, a CTO, Andrew. We are working together closely for 5 years now. So the project is not like recent. We started 5 years ago and now we came after six versions of prototypes here. But I'm familiar with some electrical engineering, but I'm not that expert level as my CTO, Andrew. So he is doing all the schematics. I can do PCB stuff and designing UI and things. But yeah, PCB is on me, schematics is on him. So
it's a collaborative effort.
Yeah, and also we make it really cheap, I think, for this market, because basically you can get this kit, which I'm holding in my hands, for around like $100.
Wow.
Yeah, and what I have here actually is less than we want to offer for people for this money. We're thinking of five modules on the breadboard and one extra that you can switch and change together with power and outputs for around like 100, maybe 120, and we have also, like, it's a basic kit, and we have a learning kit for learning, actually, step-by-step guides, and it's a little bit bigger. It's two breadboards, 12 modules, maybe two extra, also not expensive, like 200 and something, like 250, I think, under this. And the pro version with this rack setup, which also a standalone device, self-contained. We insist that it's self-contained device, but you can use it as Eurorack, and this setup with the bigger rack module is a little bit more expensive. It's $350, I think, somewhere around that, and all the modules that we had produced until the day. So yeah, basically this is the pricing, and it's still compact. You see, it's like a A5, I think, like a notebook.
Wow. Yeah, it could be a really nice beginner's kit.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't mentioned it just a little bit, that the main goal of the Kickstarter campaign that will happen in June, we are going to raise money for the tutorials content itself. So for the production, the hardware, well, we all set all ready. So we actually can accept order, but we're waiting for the campaign to start our educational resource on our website. So people can come with different level of knowledge and learn things right away in the tutorial, step-by-step guides on each module. So Basically, it's good not just for experts who know what they want, but for guys who just coming from not modular synthesizer, classical ones, to the modular, all who just coming to synthesis at all. So you can learn not only even the sound here, you can learn physics and electrical engineering with it. And we have a friend, a beta tester, who is a teacher in a music school, and he studies his student. He learns them on our microrec already. He's showing them the VCO, the LFO.
Yeah,
what
perfect.
What is the filter?
Sort of how we learned electrical electricity in the 1980s. We had these huge boxes, these huge kits. What is the size of a laptop now to have one light bulb, and then how to connect electricity safely. And we had all kinds of warning talks for like one day of don't touch anything. And this is really something what can spark no danger. Everybody can use it.
Yeah, you can touch it. You can even try it later.
Your Kickstarter is on the microrec.org website?
We are launching in June. So for now, we are assembling the people around. We're just starting now. We're debuting here on Superbooth. We're showing it for the first time in public. So yeah, we have a wait list there. People can join our newsletter, and we say we'll always notify them before the launch. And of course, we will give them a little discount for the early bakers. But we have Instagram if you want to see how it works already. Microrec.org. You can find every link there.
Awesome. Thank you, Leon.
Thank you too for having me. Yeah.
Thank you for playing us a small concert.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Have a nice Superbooth.
You too.